Agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on report on external audit by John Halls.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm going to introduce Mike O'Brien. Mike, as you remember, is a partner with Padgett Stratemann accounting firm, and they have been our auditors the last few years and are preparing to do another audit for the year that's going to be ending August 31, and Mike has a presentation, his pre-audit presentation for you all.
Thank you, John. Good morning. I'm Mike O'Brien with Padgett Stratemann. My purpose here today is to give you a briefing of the audit scope and the timeline and seek any feedback you may have on the audit process. This is my email address. I'm out of the Austin office, phone number, mailing address. I do work for the board. I work with management closely in doing the audit, but I do work for the board. Should you have any questions anytime or feedback on anything, I welcome that contact from you. On the next slide, I've provided in your materials a standard pre-audit letter that auditors are required to communicate to their board about the audit process. I'm going to go over that with you today in a bullet point format that may be a little more user-friendly. So I'm going to provide you information. Normally, auditors make these presentations early enough in the audit process. Should you have anything to communicate to me, I've given you five examples of the sorts of things boards might typically communicate. Please feel free to call, email, snail mail, any form that you're comfortable with. So that's my purpose today. On the next slide, the scope of the audit is the same as it's been the last few years. There's three basic deliverables. One's on the River Authority as a whole. That's our auditor's report on the financial statements of the organization and our auditor's report on compliance with laws and regulations at the financial statement level. That's a financial, what we call a financial audit, and that's what's required to be conducted by all the rules and regulations you operate under. The second section there, federal and state grants. If there's federal or state grants that meet the scope requirements of the various regulations, we would audit those grants that meet those requirements. That's included in the scope of our audit. And then at the end of the audit, we come back and report to you in a written format the results of the audit. So those are the three deliverables. That's what's happened the last 3 years that I've done the audit, so there is no changes in any of those items. On the next slide, we are right now in the planning process. So at the top here, we gather a lot of information, boil it down, and finalize our audit plan and audit approach. So it's a good time now to come to you and see if there's any areas you have concerns about so that we can factor that into the audit approach. On the next slide, the actual timeline. This timeline has worked well in the past. There is no major changes to it. As you can see, we're already in July, so we've already started our planning process and some preliminary on-site field work, which we're wrapping up now. Then we do our comeback in November to do our final field work, review the reports that your staff prepares in October, November, and December, and the final board meeting, which we report to you, is in January. On the next slide, when we do a financial statement audit, we are reporting on the financial statements. We don't audit or report on the system of internal controls. However, we do review and test the significant internal controls. And if we can become aware of what we call material weaknesses, we have to report those to you in writing. There haven't been any material weaknesses in the last few years. I don't really expect there will be, but just to let you know, our focus is on the financial statements. Are they complete? Are they presented in conformity with all the generally accepted accounting principles? This year, we do, again, plan to rely on internal controls in the water sales, payroll, and cash disbursements area. On the next slide, from a federal and state grant award purpose, there is a whole set of rules and regulations that say if you meet this threshold, you have to select certain programs to test. And a reason I point this out is it's a completely different audit process than the financial audit. It's a compliance-oriented audit process at the grant level. It looks right now like we don't have final numbers for the year, but it looks like right now there probably won't be any grants required to be audited, but should there be, we issue separate reports on that in compliance with the Single Audit Act, which is the federal requirements, and then the Texas Uniform Grant Management Standard, which is the state requirements. And on the next slide, the last slide, at the end of the audit, if you don't hear anything from me between now and January, that means everything's is looking good. You'll get on the right-hand side, there's a whole slew of things we report to you in writing at the end of the audit, in addition to our auditor's report. If there were a issue with management or we discovered some fraud or illegal act, that's the two X's in the middle column. We would be required to report those to you on a timely basis through the, you know, the audit committee or the chair. We have never had to do that and don't expect to do that, but just to let you know, if you don't hear anything, that means things are going well. And I believe that completes my overview. Be happy to answer any questions, or if you'd rather call, email, or snail mail, you know, please do so.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.